Back now with Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith. By now, most of you have heard that tenor Luciano Pavarotti died in his native Italy early this morning.
Pavarotti was the best-known opera singer in the world. Sometimes he crossed over into the pop music spotlight. Here's NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates with more.
Luciano Pavarotti was bigger than life in a lot of ways. He was a big man with a big voice and big appetites for food, for women, for attention. His extraordinary tenor was instantly recognizable, even to people with a very casual acquaintance with opera. That's from one of his most beloved arias, Nessun Dorma. It's from Puccini's Turandot. Pavarotti's fame outside the opera community came in large part from his willingness to collaborate with other musicians quite different from his classical kin. One of the most memorable involved an appearance in his hometown, Modena, in 2002 with none other than the godfather of soul, James Brown. Here's a duet that normally wouldn't be heard at La Scala or the Met.
Man with lira, pesos, dollars, rubles, buy from every good woman and every man. Oh, this is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
An unusual combination, but it worked. Pavarotti was silk to James Brown's leather. And Brown wasn't the only one. Here, Pavarotti and growly rocker Lou Reed dream about a perfect day.
And then home.
Sometimes pop stars played in his sandbox. In 1992, Sting joined Pavarotti for Nessun Dorma, and Pavarotti generously gave Sting center stage. That night, to borrow from one of Sting's signature songs, they set the battlements on fire. And those partnerships ensure that Luciano Pavarotti will be mourned far beyond the platinum borders of the worldwide opera community. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.